start with introductions.
I'm Janet, I'm from Clark County.
Brian Cassidy, Richfield.
Tim Hodges, City of Camas.
Karen Shrocher, City of Athens.
Tracy Coleman, City of Woodland.
Hi, Jeff Sarver, City of Woodland.
Dave Scott, City of Washougal.
Shmoly Nesney, Town of Yackel.
Julie Olson, Clark County Council.
Michael Torres, Clark County. Sam?
Oh, Samantha Medley, with Clark County.
Rebecca Royce, Clark County.
Steve Russ with the Salvation Army. Rob Orlando supporting that.
Thank you. Okay, so they have a motion of the agenda with the minutes of February 12, 2018.
So moved.
Second.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, 2018 funding.
Yes. So if you you have two memos, I'll start with home and then go with CDBG. Looking at reprogrammed income, which was principally the number we've been waiting on for finance to add in, there was an additional $730,000 that was either reprogrammed or came in from program incomes, you know, paying home loans and stuff like that. So the total funds available to award to projects per home is just over $1 million, and the total set aside, which is 15% of the annual entitlement, is $64,230. And as you know, REACH is our REACH is Isabella Phase 2 is the only 2018 application that's eligible for the 15% total set aside. Are there any questions on home before I go to CDBG? For CDBG, the rehabilitation, the total allocable was $793,600, which we split into $396,800. With reprogram income for infrastructure of an additional $207,457. That brings up the funds available for infrastructure projects to $604,257. And with social services, reprogram or program income of an additional $448,905 bring the total available for social service projects to $845,705. Any questions on CDBG? So this is good.
Mm-hmm. I'll just mention that the estimate for our entitlement amount is will be known for sure. March 23rd is when the continuing resolution expires, and so we expect a cut budget by then, but we never know. And everybody has been saying that CDBG will probably get a bump, we should get an increase over last year, but just to play it safe, we budgeted the same amount that we got last year, and we can adjust the numbers when we know the actual amount.
Thank you. Okay, what's going on with the City of Richfield?
So this is an action item. We're going to ask you to approve some additional funding for the City of Richfield. You have a memo in your packet. Is the subject's additional award for Richfield Downtown Accessibility Improvements. I'm principally going to read off the content. I apologize for that, but it's in front of you.
I can give a little background if you like, too.
Go for it.
So the city, I think 2 years ago, received an award for this project, and the basis of the project was installing ADA ramps and connecting segments of sidewalk on, you know, one or two lot segments where there was sidewalk on either side, but not sidewalk connecting. Between when we got the project out to bid and the time we received the award, concrete prices, especially, which was the majority of the work on this project, went up significantly. And knowing that going into the bid, we worked with CDBG staff to break the project into two schedules of work, so that in the likelihood that the bid price came in higher than our original award, we could tailor the amount of work done. The way we drew the line on what was sort of the base Schedule A work and the Schedule B work that was, you know, it was part of the original proposal, but you know, we knew it was like unlikely that we would be able to fund it with the current match. We selected basically the area of sidewalk that we felt had the least benefit to the community and put that as the Schedule B work. So we got bid prices as expected. The concrete prices were higher than anticipated, and so our original plan was actually just to award that Schedule B and come back later and do Schedule B. At our last meeting, when we were talking about funding allocations and timelines associated with needing commit funds, I approached staff and said, hey, we're not planning on doing this Schedule B work, but if there's additional money that needs to get spent, we can help you with that, essentially. And from there, it sounded like that was the desired outcome. So we actually went back to council, re-awarded the project to include that second schedule as well, and the work's underway now. The contractor, in order to make all this work, has committed to finishing the work by the end of this month, so we can get the invoicing complete and meet that spend down requirement. If anyone has any questions, I'm happy to answer them.
So from the staff perspective, we do have the funds available to support that request. As we've discussed in the past couple of meetings, we are on a pretty tight spending deadline for HUD that's been made tighter by the funds not being available, not being available for projects until November of last year. This would help us with that. As per the UCPB contingency funding guidelines, if there is funding available, as program manager, I can approve up to 10% of an award. So I have gone ahead and approved $15,760 of the $60,000. But requests for any additional amount needs to come before the UCPB. So basically what we are asking is for UCPB to consider and approve $44,240 additional dollars to what I've already approved for a total of $60,000. That brings the project total up to $216,700, but the approval will be contingent on spending out those funds and invoicing us by April 30 so we can meet our funding spend down deadlines with HUD.
And you're in a position to be able to do that?
That's correct. Yep.
So the funds for this come from last cycle?
And program income reprogram. Moving forward to the next stages of today's meeting, when you look at the matrices, we didn't want you to present you with what is available for awards and you make your funding decisions and then be like, oh, by the way, we need to subtract an additional 47,000. We have already made that calculation in what is available. So it won't impact the funding decisions you make today. If you choose to say no, we do not want to authorize the additional 44,000, that would roll back in, and become available, but it's not going to be subtracted from what you see.
So the numbers on your funding estimate then will remain unchanged.
Correct.
Basically.
Correct. And the spreadsheets that you see coming up.
And the delay was a combination of engineering complications and HUD late funds release.
We actually talked and got proposals from three engineers on this project. Again, it was sort of a project that was spread out amongst the downtown area, and so when we put the grant application together, we used sort of the standard percentage of the overall construction contract for our design and surveying piece. And because it was spread out so much, everyone was wanting quite a bit more for surveying to survey a wider area. So we actually finally worked with an engineer and were able to reduce that scope down, get that a little bit more in line with what we had anticipated. But that, talking to getting three different proposals from three different engineers took a little bit more time than we originally expected.
Do you think that we'll have the same issue with any of the other projects from that cycle?
None have come up and brought to our attention to this point. That's really all I can. In our interactions with other project staff, that this has not come up.
What happens if you don't get the money?
Again, since we've awarded the work and the work's actually taking place right now, I drove through the traffic control on my way here to try and meet that deadline. If we say no, I think we would have to go back to council through a budget amendment and you know, use other funding sources to cover that difference because, you know, again, we're under contract to complete the work at this point based on conversations with staff.
So if we were in favor or not in favor, we would make a motion. So I suppose if we're in favor, if somebody would like to make a motion, how would you want?
I move we approve the staff recommendation for the award.
Second.
Any other discussion? Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
I abstain.
Sweat a little bit there, weren't you?
As Rebecca pulls up the information, thank you everyone for submitting your scores and allowing us to go through them last week. You want to go over, Sam?
So we'll start off with the home because that influences the CDBG social service amount due to the case management side for the tenant-based rental assistance programs. So you can see the average score is, and these are put in order from top scoring to lowest ranking. With the amount available just under 1.1 million, the far corner column will tell you that we can fund all of the programs through Salvation Army fully, and then we have just under $60,000 left that could go to Proud Ground if they would be interested in having a partial award. This is approximately what they spend per house now, so I don't see anyone from Proud Ground in the audience to confirm that there is a good chance that they would take that award because it is the approximate amount for one home. They could help one home.
Are the red the combination or?
So the red are the ones that are the tenant-based rental assistance, which trigger the case management for CDBG case management.
So yes, that is a combined application.
And then Isabella Court, because it has received funding, will receive the CHOTO awards that are a part of that 1.1 million. Any questions or conversations? Want a motion to accept these as presented?
Move we approve the awards as shown, or recommend the approval of the awards as shown.
I'll second it.
Any other discussion or comments on the scoring or the outcome?
Okay.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
We have $604,000. We'll be able to fully fund Camas, Ridgefield, and Yakult projects with a remaining balance of $84,000 for Woodland. Would Woodland be able to move forward with a partial award?
On $84,000, we asked for $200,000, but your portion was $70,000. We could reduce the scope of work, absolutely, and do a portion of it. But we would not be able to do the entire project.
So we would work with you in the contract and figure out what that
schedule
looks like.
Absolutely.
And then for CDBG social service, these are our case management funds to go along with the home awards. So that's why you see those in red. And then we have the Salvation Army. This one is contingent on the City of Vancouver funding at a proportional level. So once they make their awards, this number may need to be adjusted depending on what their award looks like. The Hispanic Chamber all the way through and ESD 112 would be fully funded, and then we would have just slightly under the full request for the foundation for the challenge, under $1,000 under what they've requested. And I don't see anyone from that agency here to indicate if they'd be able to move forward. My guess is that $600 wouldn't be a big deal for them, so I would have suspected they would move forward with that. And then if for some reason, if the Salvation Army doesn't get fully funded, we would move that into fully funding the foundation for the challenge, and then move it forward from there depending on what that might look like. But
is it okay if I snap a photo, or is it like private info right now?
No, we will send the spreadsheet out.
Okay.
Actually,
everything
we do is public.
Yes, it's not private information. You won't have access to
but we'll actually
write stuff down, but it's too much.
We will
right.
send the spreadsheet out within the next day or so.
Okay.
That has this. Once it's adopted by this board, then we can send it out, and we'll send it out to all of the applicants too, so that they know where they're at. So that actually, this is like the first year in a really long time that it kind of fell really nicely, and where it just kind of all works out. So we would just, if you are okay with how this goes, we would ask for a motion to accept this, and we'll move forward with our action plan, and then giving it to the Board of County Council, the County Council, to adopt.
Any other questions? So is there a motion to accept as recommended this grant?
I move we recommend approval of the grant session.
Second.
Okay. Any other discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No, other than the other is covered by just reminder that April 2 through 6 is National Community Development Week. So you may be hearing from us in terms of either sending you information to make available for your council meetings, just public awareness kind of thing. And our next meeting, as per our work